Music praising Liberia's president-elect, Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, and United Nations peacekeepers enchanted thousands at the Antoinette Tubman Stadium late into the night Saturday to kick off several days of inauguration festivities. With the sound of drumbeat, Mrs. Sirleaf, a grandmother and longtime political activist, arrived several hours into the program under the escort of American security agents. At the highlight of the celebration, the crowd lit candles symbolizing peace, with participants on the stadium's football field closely guarding the flames from being blown out by the wind. Most of the music had religious overtones. The 16-year-old spectator was both idealistic and practical, saying she hopes Mrs. Sirleaf will be able to help her fulfill her dream of becoming a doctor.
Well, I'm hoping for us to do good for our country. I want for us to help us, we the youth, for us to go back to school, because most of us, we are not going to school. So I really want for us to help us that we should go back to school and learn, so we can be like her tomorrow too.
Another teenager, Vivian, who sang a song about love, said she hoped the new president would live up to her campaign promises.
I hope that what she said, if she would do it, she won't turn her back on us like others. She said that she's going to help on the line of education, bring light and make us to live like before, like normal days. The life our parents were living, she said that what she would do.
One young man, Bill, said he was happy to rally behind Mrs. Sirleaf, even though many young men voted for her opponent in the presidential vote, former soccer star George Weah.
Being the very first successful woman to become a president, to lead a state, it's very, very great for Liberia. She's a veteran politician, and she's a persistent woman. She's a brilliant woman, and she's much a leader.
Sunday, Mrs. Sirleaf prayed at Monrovia's First United Methodist Church before attending a program by women's organizations at the Antoinette Tubman Stadium. Because of the inaugural festivities, Monrovia is under heavy security, with many main streets blocked off. This will intensify Monday when the actual swearing-in takes place on Parliament grounds. Nico Columbus, VOA News, Monrovia.